Hello, my dolls. Hey, welcome, welcome, welcome. Come on in, come on in. I'm almost ready for you. This is Dear Ginger Lad, ooh, virtual advice on, well, virtually everything. I think that this will explain it for you just a little bit better than I can.
Yeah, I'll be there for you. This is Dear Ginger Lad, virtual advice on virtually everything. Coming from a place of love, joy, and gratitude, I answer your questions weekly on TikTok Live. I give honest, heartfelt advice on finding your truth and inspiring you to live your very best life. Follow on TikTok at GingerLad and at Dear GingerLad, LADD, and submit your advice questions on DearGingerLad.com. And now, tap your screen and enjoy this episode of Dear Ginger Lad.
Hello, my dolls. Welcome. Welcome to season 3, episode 2 of Dear Ginger Lad, virtual advice on virtually everything. I'm pointed to two separate cameras because we are on live on TikTok and we're on live exclusively for our subscribers, albeit a bit crooked, but we'll get you fixed up, Insta, albeit for my subscribers on Instagram. So great to have all of you here. Thank you so much for being here with me. Hello again. We opted for the gold. We opted for the gold today. We're disco business women, you know. And we have a lot to get accomplished today. This is Dear Ginger Lad, virtual advice on virtually everything. Now, what is that, Ginger? I'm glad you asked. We're now in our third season of Dear Ginger Lad. It's an advice show. Now, it's not what you might think. I'm not giving you advice about how to be a diva or how to do your hair. No, honey, no. Those are not the questions that we ask during this. We ask the hard questions. And no one likes it harder more than me. I'm just gonna let you know. Would you share this with a few people here? And you're gonna have an opportunity to ask your questions live tonight, and I will be answering them. You know, regularly I would say, take a look at the wonderful screen behind me, but my hair's extra tonight. How's that? Hair's extra tonight. You'll find a lot of information behind me over there, how to ask a question. Oh, I'm glad you asked. You go to DearGingerLad.com and submit the form, and I just might answer your question on a future show. Now, for my subscribers, so all these beautiful 131 subscribers that we have, you're going to be given an opportunity after the first question to ask me a question live, and we will answer it here. Remember, we're looking for questions about your relationships. That terrible neighbor down the street that just threw all their leaves on your yard. We're going to talk about her. Okay, we're gonna talk about her. We're gonna talk about that time where your sister wore white to your wedding. We're gonna talk about those instances that are tough. And you know, I'm gonna come from a place of love, joy, and gratitude, but purely I'm going to be coming from a place of honesty. So I warn you. I warn you in advance, if you do ask a question and you don't like the answer, well, please remember, you asked me first. Please remember that I am not a doctor, psychiatrist, or psychologist. If you're facing a medical emergency, stop watching this and call emergency services in your country. 988 in the United States can either text or call. And on DearGingerLad.com, you'll find a complete resource of numbers that will help you in your particular country. If you think you have a link that you would like me to add for crisis or help on Dear Ginger Lad, simply email me, contact at GingerLad, that's LADD.com. That's right. That's right. I had a great time with you last week, and I gave myself just enough time to put on 6 nails. Can we pretend that all 10 are already on my hands? Yes, we can. Yes, we can. You know, I regularly wait. I do have some amazing questions tonight, and I'm going to give you a preview of the questions right now in a poll. I'm going to put out the poll, and I'm going to see which question would you like me to start off with first. So I'm going to give you a text poll. It's only going to be up for 60 seconds. If you want to be a part of this Instagram, all you need to do is just let me know in the comments which one you want to hear, and I'll add it. So which topic next? Let me know there. All right. Which topic would you like me to dive into? Where would you like me to go first? And while you do that, I'm going to have my assistant over here. Would you please glue on the rest of my nails while I keep my hand out of frame? Oh, of course. Instagram sees the full picture right now of what's happening. If you want to see the extra, the behind it, thank you, Pablo. Pablo is, he doesn't speak much. He's large, he's rippling, he's muscled, and he's very delicate with my hands. Gracias. I really do appreciate you, Pablo. You can stick a nail on. He was very good with his fingers, just letting you know. Karen, thank you so much. We decided to wear the small wig tonight. I didn't want to really fill up the screen too much or make you feel, oh, he doesn't need to say anything. His mouth is busy already. Right, Pablo? That's right. We want to talk about some brother trouble. Hey, brother. Almost 66% of you want to talk about brother trouble. Pablo, thank you so much. It is a bit distracting. Not that it isn't welcome, but you just go sit in the corner and just, you know, read your book. No, you don't need to put your shirt back on, Pablo. We're good. We're good. You're very good. Yes, kisses to you too. All right. Yes, I am a father of two here in New York City. Look over there. And I pull my hat down a little further. If you start seeing my hair start to slip back, where we go from a 3-head or a 4-head to a 5-head, let me know in the comments below. All right. And make sure to tap that screen. We do give out rewards. I do giveaways. If we get to 500,000 likes within this hour and a half, I'll be doing a giveaway for some lovely makeup or skincare products. You'll just let me know if you do win. All right, let's start with, you said brother trouble. Let me see if that's an option. Pablo does know how to read. Pablo is multi-talented. Oh my gosh, I want to answer that question so badly. I print them all out just in case the computer screen over here isn't working. And Pablo is holding a third copy between his thighs right there. Thank you, Pablo. I appreciate that. Brother Trouble. How are you doing? So glad you've joined us for Dear Ginger Lad, virtual advice on virtually everything. Now remember, if you have any questions and you want to ask a question tonight, after we answer this one, and if you are a subscriber, I'm going to open up comments to subscribers. Subscribers, if you want to ask a question, I would suggest preparing your question now, cut and paste, and be one of the first people to enter it in once we close comments for everyone else and just for subscribers. If you want to ask a question tonight, subscribe tonight. I would greatly appreciate it. Okay, here we go. Are we ready? All right. Dear Ginger Lad, am I the... for being annoyed that my wife allowed my brother to stay at our house. My 39-year-old brother, my 39-year-old brother lives with his girlfriend about an hour's drive away from me and my wife. My wife and I. My brother and I have never been close due to the age difference. Our parents had me young and then had him later in life. He was always the spoiled one. Okay, so you misspelled 8 words in the beginning here, honey, so I'm going to help you. Nothing wrong about not being able to spell, but if you're going to put that, run it through real quick. You're 39. Your brother is 20. Lives with his girlfriend. Got it. He was always a spoiled one who got whatever he wanted. We see each other on holidays and special occasions, but other than that, we might talk on the phone once or twice a month. I don't see anything wrong with that. Sean, welcome home. I did not know. Sean is it's not a wig. How dare you? This is just my natural hair. I don't wear wigs. Okay, back to the question. I walk into the house and I see my wife, 41. What was she doing? And my brother on the couch playing Mario Kart. Oh, thank you for the puppy light, my love. I really appreciate that. When I walk in, they both say hi and then they go back to their game. I went to the bedroom to shower and frankly, just sleep. I was exhausted. My wife came in a few minutes later and I asked her why my brother was there. She said he called her because he and his girlfriend had gotten into a pretty heated argument and they needed to get away from the situation. This is a long letter. I've read it twice. We're just to sum this up. The brother gets into a fight with the girlfriend and he calls his sister-in-law, who then drives an hour out to go get him and an hour back to the house to give him a place to sleep. Can you first tell me why didn't he call the brother? And second, not only did she go out and drive to pick him up an hour away, thank you very much, but she also took him out to dinner and then brought him back to play video games and said that he could stay at their place as long as he needed to stay. I'm going to ask you a quick poll question here. This is one of these real quick ones. This is a quick poll. I'm going to ask you, if you were the sister-in-law, would you have done the same thing if your brother-in-law had called? Hi, I've gotten into an argument with my girlfriend. Can you come and pick me up? And he lived an hour away. Would you do it without telling your partner? Happy face if you do exactly as she did. Sad face, you would do something else. Just hit that poll there. Let me know, because I'm starting to think that I'm a little crazy. Here's why. When the brother asked her why did she do it, the girlfriend, the partner, rolled her eyes and said he'd be staying in the spare room as long as he needed. I was acting weird, and I told her that if someone was staying at my house, especially my family, I should be the one who decides that. Also, that he had no right to call her. I don't know, but that's true. That he should have waited for me to call him back and would be talking to him in the morning. She told me to deal with it and grow up, and that he was always welcome here. My wife is now mad at me, and I'm stuck with my brother in my house for who knows how long until he figures out his life. We already have two teens. I don't need another kid here. I stand by what I said. My brother doesn't need to be here, but my wife is still mad at me today. Am I the for saying that she should not have picked up my brother and allowed him to stay at the house? Here's the thing. So what did you all say in the poll? Would you have done the same thing? It was a happy face. If you had done something different, it was a sad face. So you said, so 28 out of 30 of you said, that answered the poll, said that you would not have done this. And two of you said that you would have. Needed to talk to the brother. And are you getting the impression that there's more here than we know about? That maybe 41 mommy kind of got a little hankering for little brother. What do you think? More is going on, right? Because I figure right before walking through the door, he was playing her Mario Kart and not the actual Nintendo. There's a follow-up. There's a follow-up. Absolutely, yes. Okay, so listen to me. I think that I personally believe that she was out of line. I think that she was out of line. I'll tell you how we do it in our house. At least how we try to do it in our house. If my husband, Mr. Ladd, and I do not have, if that it's not a dire emergency, we always consult each other on big things that are going to happen in our house. And that would include somebody coming and staying over. I would never, ever surprise my husband with the fact that someone is just coming over. Never. I would never do it, and I would always consult them. If this had been an emergency, and if the younger brother's life had been in danger or something, then I think that it would be something different. Thank you so much, Amanda. But in our relationship, in my relationship with my husband, Mr. Ladd, and you can find Mr. Ladd on Instagram at the Mr. Ladd, and on TikTok at Mr. Ladd, MISTERLADD. Mr. Ladd and I kind of re-upped our commitment to really check in with each other. We established that when we initially adopted our first son and made sure that we were on the same page with our second son. We have a rule in the house that if there's any big major decisions to make about our children, money, people coming and staying over, we consult each other. And we've come up with the system, or at least my husband came up with the system, which was fantastic. Whoever has the most conservative view on the issue wins. So, for example, there was a time in which one of my sons wanted to go off into a neighborhood that I knew was dangerous and be there at night without us knowing who he was going to see and understanding what type of neighborhood. My husband wasn't, I don't think he was really thinking it through, and he said, oh yeah, sure, whatever you want. And then I looked at the neighborhood, absolutely not. And I said, no, I'm sorry, doll. It's just not a safe place. You can have your friends come over to our parks, whatever. But doll. And my husband said, okay. It makes things so much easier. And I have a feeling that the two of you, even though you might have two teen sons, and that you're in your early 40s, I just get a sense that you've got a very junior relationship. I don't know. I love video games too, but the thought of sitting around playing video games, not checking in with my husband, inviting his younger 20-year-old brother over, is incredibly selfish and juvenile. While you might not be able to spell, sir, I think that you are correct, and I do not think that you're the jerk. I do not think that they're the jerk. Our kids have been with us our oldest has been with us for over 3 years, our youngest has been with us for over a year. Our oldest is 20, our youngest is 17. All right. If you were just asking on TikTok. And make sure to tap that screen, please. Let's get this up to 50K. Get it up to 50K, I'll let you choose the next question. And I'm gonna be opening up comments exclusively to my subscribers. Those people that have that GVIP next to their name, those are our subscribers. And I couldn't do this without you. I'm gonna be opening this up. So if you have a question, get your question prepared, maybe cut and paste it, and be one of the first in line for me to ask a question. Now, these are advice questions. I'm not going to tell you where I buy my makeup and this. We've got other shows for that. For example, we've got Ginger Lad's Dollhouse on Wednesday. Two shows, noon and 5 o'clock. And then we have our transformational makeup show on Sunday, called Dollhouse on Wednesday. Two shows, noon and 5 o'clock. And then we have our transformational makeup show on Sunday, called Face to Face. And that's on Sundays. Anybody know what time? It's on Sundays. Two of them. And you can check out my entire schedule on the top of my profile. Okay. So what I'm getting here is I'm getting an incredibly juvenilely run home. I'm getting a sense that this couple isn't connected. And I'm finding it very peculiar that she, that the wife, the partner, would have such a reaction and not understand. Lack of empathy is juvenile. Listen to me again. I know so many people, I'm actually looking at them right now, not you, but you know, you, not you. There are so many people out in this world who are so highly concerned about their own well-being that they lose all track of seeing anybody else but themselves, their wants, their needs, or their desires. Wake up, selfish. The world does not revolve around you. Every single person, I want you to do an exercise. Next time you're in a car, bus, or you can see outside your window, every time you pass someone in a car, say you're at a red light, you see someone walking across the street, someone gets onto the subway, that person has as much of a complicated, rich, and bizarre life as you do. And I know that we all want to think that we have it, we do the most. You don't. You keep on thinking that way, you will lose all perspective in this world. You are not the center of this universe. And you, my dear writer, actually, I hope that you're happy. And if you're not, I would highly recommend talking to somebody about this. And if she is being as juvenile not to understand your wants, needs, desires, then I would actually say that you need to have family counseling. Family counseling isn't some kind of bad thing. It's actually smart to ask other people for help. There's too many people out there who think that they know it all, that they're the center of the universe. I'm afraid she sounds like one of them. You're 39. You have two kids. Review your life. Is this where you want to be, but worse in 10 years? With someone who does not take you into account when making major decisions in your family? I worry for you, but I want you to take control. And even if she doesn't want to go and talk to somebody, I highly recommend that you do. Thank you very much for the wonderful question. And you're watching Dear Ginger Lad, virtual advice on virtually everything. I'm your host, Ginger Lad. This is season 3, episode 2, and I'm about to do something. I am so sorry. This is gonna hurt your feelings. I'm gonna try to do this only for 5 minutes, but I'm about to ask my GVIPs a question. So give me just 1 second. I'm gonna change comment settings just for now for my subscribers only for 5 minutes. Right now at 7:23, at 7:28, or until I get a good question, we will keep this here. My subscribers, do you have a question for Dear Ginger Lad? It's only open to subscribers. For a subscriber that gives me a great question about love, loss, health, money, let me know. Ah, he'd like the necklace. Thank you so much. It was like your own advice. Well, it's good that it resonated with you, Casanova. All right, so we have a question here. This question's from Crystal B. Opens Rings. All right. So Crystal B. Opens Rings asks a very, very good question. Thank you so much for the question, Crystal, and for trusting that this is a place full of love, joy, gratitude, and honesty. Your question is, Dear Ginger Lad, my son just came out polyamorous, I'm assuming. Is that correct? What does this mean? I love him irregardless, I want to understand him. Crystal, I'd like to ask you a couple of questions. How old is your son? Is it in fact polyamorous that you're asking about? And what is polyamory? Is that what you're asking? How old is your son? And is it polyamorous? Okay, so, and then how old is your son? I'm curious. And then I'm going to open this up to everybody else. I want to tell you that we've got great moderators here, and we try to keep the comments very, very cute, kind, and clean. If you're not any of those things, then we're just going to mute you or give you the boot. Crystal, can you tell me, please, how old your son is? And I'm going to open up comments to everyone. All right. So now we've got Crystal's question, and I'm going to just have to guess. Hi, Gems by Genesis. So glad you're here. Thanks for coming in for Dear Ginger Lad. Crystal's asked a question about polyamory and what that means for her son. Crystal, I would imagine that you have already dived deep onto your phone. There's a lot of people out there that just do not believe in a linear structure of what they've been taught in a heteronormative society about relationships. And there are people out there who want to have multiple devoted, loving partners. They want to create a family in which includes multiple people that they are intimate with, but that they make commitments to. At least that's mostly what I understand polyamory to be. At 22, I do worry. Now, at 22, they may just be fun-loving and fancy-free. The question is for me, if I were to be good friends with your son, I would ask your son whether or not they actually understand some of the ramifications about living, or some of the limitations that come with living a polyamorous lifestyle. Always in a polyamorous lifestyle in the United States, besides the two partners who may or may not traditionally get married, the others will not be, and they will not be covered under a lot of the protections that married couples fall under. I would ask your son what led them to this decision. But ultimately, at 22, there's no reason to try to ask them in a way that they need to substantiate their decision. I said it last week, and I'm going to say it again. I'm not sure why in this country we tend to treat our early 20s as children. I really think it's a missed opportunity for some people. And I'm not saying you, Crystal, I'm simply saying I think it's a missed opportunity sometimes to actually have these deep conversations. I'm actually surprised that you haven't asked the question already. I was going to say that. So when you ask an open question like, what is poly to you? Then you open it up for their interpretation, because you're going to go online and find 50 responses to what it is. My first knee-jerk response is it a lifestyle choice, or is it because they don't want to have the traditional intimacy? Or, but it's really not a question. Hello, Melissa. It's really not a question that should be asked, right? I'm sure that you were surprised. I'm sure that you were kind of taken back a little bit. Polyamorous, yes. You've talked to him. Just wanted someone's point of view. Well, it would be unfair of me to actually guess about why. I suppose one of the things that we may not understand is that your son might just be wired this way. Your son may, in fact, be a very rare breed of person who, well, is probably better than me, because I could not imagine keeping together a polyamorous relationship. I am too insecure to do something like that. Thank you very much. I would just be too insecure. My heart would break, unfortunately, during that. Irregardless if it's a trend or not, I am very, very happy to see that other parents in here have experienced it. Someone as young as 16 considering themselves to be polyamorous. I have personally known polyamorous relationships of them. I will have to say this, and this is a person who has a bias because of my own insecurities, so my failures, my lacking, my past trauma. And so that's what I bring to the table every time. I have never met a polyamorous couple that have been together for 10 years. I mean, a single one ever. And maybe I just don't know polyamorous couples, but I'm in nightlife entertainment. I meet a lot of people. I've been around the block a few times, and I have never known a relationship like that lasts. Zombie says, why is it not okay to love more than one person? No one said it's not. No one here has said that it's incorrect. I've personally said that my own insecurities would prohibit me from being able to do it. I think that it would send me over the edge. So no one is saying that. In fact, we're in a place of love, joy, and gratitude and acceptance here. My brother-in-law has been married for 10 years and has had a steady girlfriend for 3. Ooh. That wife must be amazing. And not to say that your brother isn't either, but I simply couldn't do it. Someone just said, I couldn't do it. I'm too monogamy oriented. It's okay. You can live with it and not be jealous. Oh, him and his wife both date her. I couldn't do it. Okay. No tech problems on TT for me. Only on Insta having problems. Interesting. Instagram, are you doing okay over there? You're all right. We're just over here talking to my friends on TikTok at GingerLad and over on Instagram at TheGingerLad. And I have other content over there just to let you know. I know of one that's been together for 25 years. That's pretty bad odds. That's what I'm saying is that the only thing that I would worry that if they were my child, I want them to have longevity in their relationship, if that's what they want. If that's what they want, unless they want some kind of transient relationship that changes every 3 to 5 years. With knowing one long-standing polyamorous couple, it's bad odds. And I think it just... I don't know how... That's a great point. I think jealousy can play a big part. Absolutely. Different strokes for different folks. Okay, sure. The only other thing for a polyamorous relationship, it's hard enough to trust one other person. And it's hard for me to believe that 3 people or more can have the same level of love for everyone in the relationship. Like, I don't worry for your son physically, only in the sense, there's one thing that does kind of worry me a little bit. In being in relationships that are a little bit more open and free, it does put everyone at risk for how can I say this on TikTok? having to go to the clinic. Just my take, but 22 is young. Yeah. But I think that we think 22 is young now. Back in the day, our parents were getting married at 19 and 20 years old. It's funny, we have shifted 5 to 7 years how we used to treat 20-year-olds to how we treat them now. My mom had me when she was 20, and that was kind of expected back then. And yet, for health issues, yeah, I would be a basket case, right, Yvonne? Me too. I would be a basket case. Crystal, the bottom line in this is that I first think that your son is very lucky to have you in their life, that you are accepting and loving. I hope that when you have a relationship to understand them better, that you preface it by saying that you're not trying to talk them out of anything. You simply want to understand what it means a little bit better. And remember, whatever it is to your son is not what it is to every single other person who has a polyamorous relationship. When I speak, I'm not speaking on behalf of drag queens. I'm speaking on behalf of me and my past and my experience. I'm tired of being lumped in to different demographics. Oh, they're gay, or they're a drag queen, or we're all completely different people. This makes me miss him so much. You guys are having conversations in there. All right. Well, let's move on to the next question, please. I am going to pick the next question, if you don't mind. And by the way, you're watching Dear Ginger Lad, virtual advice on virtually everything. And we do this in here. I do upload the podcast in audio form. So we do have sponsors on our podcast. So we're going to take a short break, which is going to be no time at all for you watching this live on Instagram and TikTok. You've been watching Dear Ginger Lad and listening to Dear Ginger Lad. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Dear Ginger Lad, virtual advice on virtually everything. Ooh, tonight has been hot and cute. And no one likes them hot or cute more than me. When you come into the room here, take your shoes off. Take your coat off. Sit down. You go to the fridge. I'm busy. You pour yourself a beverage in there and sit down and tap your screen. And tap it hard because no one likes a hard tap more than me. Tap that screen. And if you have a question for me, Dear Ginger Lad, go to DearGingerLad.com. That didn't do anything. And go there and hit the button. Ask a question of Dear Ginger Lad. I just might read your question and answer your question live. All right, so we just had that terrible woman that with the brother and everything. This one, trigger warning. Trigger. Warning. I'm warning you. You might be triggered. This particular next, looking gorgeous tonight. I'm living sort of my 80s. Oh, there we go. Sorry. If you're listening to the pod right now, we're just feeling the fantasy a little bit. Beautiful. And vain. Trigger warning. This next question has to do with eating disorders. So if that is a trigger for you, fast forward a little bit. Check in. Or pause it or turn down the volume. Don't leave. We'll be right back, but we're going to answer a question all about eating disorders, and that might be a trigger for you. So fair warning. Here we go. You ready to dive in? Good. You ready? This is going to make you angry and it's going to make me angry. Warning. We need a cool sip of our water. Oh, thank you, Pablo. Oh, so wow. Can we give it up for Pablo for just giving me my drinks all night long? Oh, Pablo. No, they can't see you. Oh. Everyone give it up for Pablo, my assistant here. Thank you, Pablo. Appreciate it. Yes, you can sit down again. No, you do not need to put your shirt back on. Bless your hearts and all of your opinions. Here we go. This is Dear Ginger Lad, a virtual advice on virtually everything. Am I the for telling a girl to stop wasting food? No, Pablo didn't get anything in it. In fact, Pablo is saving everything for after the show. Just to let you know. Am I the for telling a girl to stop wasting food? I already don't like her. Can I be honest? I already don't like you. Yes, the answer is yes. Next. Who in the world? Okay, getting ahead of ourselves. Cool down, Ginger. Here we go. I, 21, female, usually, always, it's either one or the other, honey. I, 21, female, usually sit with the same group of people in my university's dining area, and I bet they love you. There's this girl who I've talked to a few times, but I'm really not friends with. She's kind of quiet, but when she finally talks, she seems normal. Oh, I don't like you. I've sat across from her a few times and noticed how she was eating, because it was weird to me. She eats maybe half of her food. Keep in mind, you control the amount of food. It's cooked by the cafeteria staff, buffet style. She could easily take less. And she kind of plays with her food, with her fork. And when she's done, air quotes, I didn't say anything for a while. I love you too. I didn't say anything for a while, but a few weeks ago, I had to ask her why she always only ate half her food. Who in the do you think that you are? I mean, seriously. You're 21? Oh my God. I asked her why she only eats half of her food. She seemed embarrassed, yes, but answered she thought she was more hungry and laughed it off. I then asked her why she made this mistake every time we ate. Why are you so obsessed with her? If you come into this room and you act all foolish and silly and everything, you're obsessed with me. If someone mean is asking you over and over and over questions about you, it's obsessive compulsive behavior, and it indicates that the person is secretly incredibly fond of you. It's the old adage, the little boy pulling the pigtails of the girl. It's that. I just want some attention from you. Look at me, please. So, I then asked her why she made a mistake every time we ate, and that she must have learned by now. She didn't really answer. I don't actually remember, but it wasn't an actual explanation, and left pretty quickly. She doesn't really show up much anymore. But when she does, she still eats like this, and I couldn't hold it in anymore. I asked her once again. And also asked her if her parents ever told her not to play with her food. It was a genuine question. Honey, nothing about you is genuine. I hope that you are watching this. I'm sitting across from you now. Dear Bitter Betty. Hi. it's me, Ginger Lad. What's wrong with you? Who hurt you? Who dropped you as a child on your head twice? For you to even think that anybody cares about your opinion on how they're eating. Christ, I am so tired of people interjecting their opinions. It's like in this room, for example. Hi, you look great, but you know, you could have done I don't care. I'm not looking for you to come in here and judge me. You know, I think reality television, I've said this before and I'll say it again. Reality television has really screwed up a lot of us. You now think because you watch a TV show, or I've watched every episode of Survivor or RuPaul's Drag Race, I'm an expert. No, you're not. You're not a judge. You're a damaged person like everybody else, just freaking holding on by your fingernails and spending a few decades here until we leave. We are hurtling through space on a blue-green marble, and all that you can do during your lunchtime is judge somebody else about the way they're eating. You're seriously, you're devoid of any empathy. And I'm actually going to say, in the middle of this, you exhibit so many traits of a sociopath. Look it up. Does it sound familiar? Always interjecting your opinion, always believing that you're correct, never understanding people the way they do things. You're bent out of shape, just like the rest of us. Damage. You know what you're doing. I grew up with people like you. I've worked with people exactly like you. And guess what? We see you for the farce that you are and the pain that you are exuding from your soul, from your self-hatred. Who in the world goes on, for example, TikTok, an actionable thing in which you need to grab your phone, open an app, turn it on, sign in, go to FYP, scroll, see something you don't like, hit that, go in, hit the comment bar, then write a comment, then send it, then wait. That's what you are. Honey, you're a in real life troll. Well, you're saying built-in jealousy and hatred. They have the built-in hatred and jealousy for themselves. And it's the only way they have learned to feel remotely good about themselves is by hurting other people. But they always think that they're being clever. They always think that it comes off as a read, and oh honey, or oh sister, you know I don't mean it, but you're really ugly. You know, oh it's a joke. No, oh it's a joke. I have worked in this industry a long time. Hear me now. I don't believe this is an unpopular opinion. I think most of us feel this way. Reading people is not fundamental. Reading, meaning poking fun, telling them they're not eating correctly over and over. Didn't they learn the last time that reading is your own fear and insecurity wrapped up in a God complex joke We know that's true. And when it happens next time, call them out. If we all did, it just might stop. Reading is not fundamental. I throw shine, not shade. And I'm not throwing shade right now. You're just a cruel person. And I have a comment here over on Instagram from one of our beautiful subscribers who I absolutely adore. And welcome, sweetheart. I was thinking about you today. June has left a comment saying that I've always been picked on and criticized mostly by other women through my life. And me, mostly gay men. I'm fairly certain that certain groups, women on women, gays on gays, they're trying to establish a hierarchy, a pecking order, and I am better than that person. These two girls, to exert herself into her life, into her food, into her psyche. Hello, Ritzy. She is a DH for sure. I hope the person she did this to is mentally strong and realizes this. I don't think they do. Let's move on a little bit more with this question. I can't believe there's even more. And it's just, here we go. So you've told her once, you've told her twice, you've told her three times you don't want the way that she eats, that she's wasting food, that didn't she learn from you the last time, honey? She owes you nothing. Just because you open your mouth doesn't mean we have to listen to you. That goes for all of you. I have a saying. Just because the phone rings does not mean you have to pick it up. You do not have to be available to everyone. Because frankly, there are very few people that I will race across the room to go answer the phone for. Or, in this particular instance, believe. So, oh my God. All right. She said that it was a genuine question. Some people are raised in households where manners aren't important, but obviously there are for most people. She got really mad at me and told me to stop commenting on her eating habits. Right. And that it was none of my business. Yes, queen. I told her that it was absolutely was, since she was sitting at our table and obviously wasting food. She told me to F myself. I like you. Yes, honey. And left and threw out the rest of her food. Again! All caps. Exclamation point. Parentheses. After she left, one of my friends told me to leave her alone as she seemed like she was having a hard time and maybe had some sort of issue with food. Yeah, obviously she has an issue with food. She keeps wasting it. I can't believe this is real! I can't believe this is real! Are you here? Unfollow me. Are you here? Are you part of my community? Baby, please. Unfollow me. I don't want you. Get out. Go find somebody else's tree to crawl up and nest in. But you go ahead. If you are a follower of mine, get out. Now. Well, wait. Anyone want to raise their hand? Blocked. She did not show up again. And I'm assuming she buys her own food now, which might teach her not to waste it. So that's good. The same friend told me to leave her alone, keeps pestering me to apologize to her. But I think she should apologize to me. She's unnecessarily rude when being asked the most basic and obvious questions and also told me to go F myself. That's way more harsh than anything I've ever told her. Keep in mind that I care a lot about food waste and the environment. Yeah, I bet you do, honey. Am I a for telling the girl to stop wasting food?
Power on. Bluetooth mode.
Yes!
Connected. Power on. Bluetooth mode.
Yes!
Connected.
One of the worst letters I've gotten. You are sick! Can you hear me now? Good. Yeah, you are the a-hole. You will probably always be the a-hole. And you will probably leave this world the a-hole. That's probably even what's gonna be on your tombstone. Wake up, privileged. Wake up, stupid. Wake up, honey. Again, if you follow me, if I find out it's you, if I find out it's not you, if I find out it's you, there's an edit. Do you want more of this? Or do we just want to just rip this one up? Yeah, just give me, let's do a little bit more. Right, Brooktini? Anybody have a little food waste that they want to throw my way as a gift? I'll take a hot dog, pizza, whatever they have as a little 1-5. Just throw me some. Here, I'll just, you know, just give me a little. Let's give some food waste for our sister, who's now probably sitting in the bathroom eating her cheese sandwich, on the potty. Just give me a rose. Good. I can't eat that. I can have some chicken. That's right, Julie. And you know what? I'm not even going to eat it. No, just throw it over there. I'm full. Thank you so much for that. One more. Oh, some pizza. Thank you. Oh, I'm so hungry. I'm very hungry. Okay. There's an edit. Okay. Oh, hot dog. Was that corn? Ice cream? Yes. Roses? No. Burgers and corn? Ah, oh, that's so sweet. Thank you so much. Edit. Okay. I've talked to my friends and they definitely say, oh, tacos. They say, I'm the a-hole. Sorry, I'm not studying to be an eating disorder specialist. I looked up stuff about it and I'm realizing I might have been too harsh. I'll apologize the next time I see her. Hey, dummy. You started this. It would be, first off, the girl does not want to see you. She don't. She won't. I wouldn't. Would you? She doesn't want anything to do with your toxic nature. She doesn't want you near her. The best thing that I advise you to do is record something, record it, and send it to her. If it isn't all about how you were in the wrong, don't even do it. Do not use this as a chance to substantiate being an a-hole. But I just wanted you to know that I really don't like wasting food and that don't send it. You will not apologize and you won't apologize in the correct way. And yes, there is an actual way to apologize, and I don't think that you even understand how to do it. Bugger off. Leave her alone and go back and seriously, before you crawl back into the cave in which you have slithered out of, consider going and getting some professional help. You're exhibiting, in my opinion, a lot of traits of being a sociopath. You are truly, truly walking a very fine line to being featured and being canceled on the internet. She says that she'll apologize the next time she sees her, and I'll try not to be so condescending. Well, you know that you can't. But you should all follow your own advice. If people genuinely don't know something, you should tell them nicely instead. And I realize I should have tried to educate her nicely. No one wants you to be their teacher unless they ask. And this person has said over and over again to stop. Why can't you hear that? Jeez. Leave her alone. Transfer to another school. I'm going to be real with you. First off, if you're dealing with anything remotely like this, I have added a link to Dear Ginger Lab. It's the National Eating Disorders Support Line, NEDA. There's a link at DearGingerLad.com, and you can get help, advice, and education if you find yourself losing control over your eating habits. One of the signs of eating disorders is taking on too much food and not eating enough of it and throwing it away. And here's what I fear. If that young lady who was throwing away food was at the end of her rope, well, you just said the next time you see her, you'll apologize. You don't know whether or not you might be the person that pushes her over the edge. And imagine a person like you would substantiate if she did do something bad to herself, saying, well, she should have listened to me. You would be the reason why she did it. You would be the final straw. It's this whole concept in this world that so many people do not think through their actions. And they think that they're so important. You're not. Well, you're just as important as she is. And she is just as important as you. I don't think that is a concept that we can teach you. Transfer schools. Never call her. Never see her again. And pray that you weren't the person responsible for her doing something so dire to yourself. Move. Move. And get out. My name is Dear Ginger Lad. This is Virtual Advice on Virtually Everything. Thank you so much for joining me here. I'd like to pick up the happy just a little bit. Let's pick up the happy a little bit. What's that? Oh, well, that's my assistant right there. Where's the other one? Your name is Alejandro, right? That's Alejandro. Alejandro, did they tell you what you needed to do during my breaks? No, they did. That's right. So give mommy a sip. You're new. Don't, honey, you're gorgeous, but do not stick that in my hair again. Thank you. Too far. Too short. Alejandro, my mouth is right here. Not very smart, but gorgeous. Thank you, Alejandro. I appreciate you. Mommy needs milkies. Ah! Did you like that? Did you see that TikTok that I made? Can I just play it for you? We're gonna lift up the mood because that girl right there is that's toxic on a different level. Let me play one of my new favorite reels, TikToks I made. And I made it at the beginning. I don't know if he's still in the room. I made it for the beginning of someone's cameo. A cameo is a personalized video that I make just for you. And if you have a question that you are just dying to ask but don't want to do it in front of the whole class, go to cameo.com/GingerLadd. GINGERLADD. That's cameo.com/GingerLadd. Ask me your question and I'll make you a personalized video that I send just to you. I always try to keep them lighthearted. Let me know whether or not it's for your son or grandmother or for yourself. You'll let me know the occasion and so many more details. I love making them and I love getting very silly with them. So I hope you will indulge me because I do have a new favorite right here. This is only the first minute of about 8 minutes or so, but I'm acting just kind of like a fool. So here we go. What's new?
You need to start adulting.
Nope, that's through the speaker. Nope.
Power off.
That's not even it. We're gonna get you. Here we go. Nope. Nope. Sorry, babes. Here we go.
Child, but you're 21. Yes, mommy will feed you in just a second. Here we go. Oh, wait a sec. Before we do, hi. Hi, Rodney. How are you, my doll? Yes, I was just about to feed the kids. But I noticed that you got a cameo at cameo.com/GingerLadd. Honey, we're going to have Milkies later. Okay, I can go over here in a second. All right. Well, hey, Rodney, how are you doing? I'm 2 seconds away from cutting this. Hi, my name is Ginger Ladd. I'm a full-time entertainer, part-time lactating advice columnist here in New York City. And this is a very special message to somebody that I actually feel quite close.
So this new friend of mine asked for a pep talk, and I hope I gave it to them with a little bit of love, joy, and gratitude. If you want a cameo, get yourself a cameo. A cameo. Cameo. It's a cameo. Cameo.com/GingerLadd. Do it.
Who do you want to message?
I didn't want to message anyone. You know who I want to talk to? I want to talk to the stupid girl that ruined the life of the eating disorder girl. That's who I want to talk to. But unless you can give me that information, Siri, you shouldn't be talking right now. No one else should be talking. No, quiet on the set.
To who?
Girl.
I don't see girl in your contacts. To who?
Stop, please. Thank you. It is so hard to find a good assistant. It is so difficult to find a good assistant, right? I mean, they're either pretty, but they're not smart. They're smart, they're not pretty. And then there's me. Neither one. You're watching Dear Ginger Ladd, virtual advice on virtually everything. That's right. We are an hour into the show. It's the top of the hour. It's at 8:08. And this is when I open the floor. First person to ask a great question, I'm going to answer it. So go ahead, get your relationship advice question, whatever like that, rolling in the comments and tap your screen because I'm about to go rogue. Let's ask Ginger Ladd a question and make sure to join me on Wednesdays for Ginger Ladd's Dollhouse. It's where we go shopping and find great deals. Ooh, mama. Good one. We already have a question, so hold your questions here. This is going to be a difficult topic for me to talk about on TikTok. On TikTok, there's a certain code that I have to use for words, so you can read. I love those shopping trips too, and I love that you come with me. Mama just asked a question. I'm going to pin it. All right, and if I can't, pin it. The question is, and I'm going to paraphrase, how do you deal with a spouse who watches blue movies? Just blue, you know, just blue movies. Well, in the beginning of my relationship, I didn't handle it very well, to tell you the truth. And interspersed throughout my relationship, I haven't handled it very well. I want to ask you a question. I hope this is okay. Do you honestly ever watch a blue movie? Ever? Do you ever have lust in your heart when you watch, I don't know if it's still on, General Hospital? Do you ever get a tingly in between me there when you see somebody that you kind of fancy? How do you partake in blue movies? Well, Mama, for me, I'm going to be honest with you, Mama. I personally hunger for my... I'm really having to talk very, very broadly. You understand that there are rules on TikTok, right? So you're asking me a question that I really can't address very, very well. So I'm really watching my words. I hunger for my husband, and we have been together for 18 years. But a lot of times, it just doesn't fit into my schedule and what I want to do with my day. And more often than not, I wake up and the bed looks like one of those safari tents. Do you know what I'm talking about? You know, it's just... And sometimes it just doesn't fit into what I need to do. And I need to release the pressure off the pipes and let a little steam escape before I burst. Mama, it's not about choosing you. Your husband doesn't owe you every single release, and you don't him. Now, you set up your relationship in the way that you want to, and I'm wondering whether or not... hello, Lori. So glad you're here on Instagram and one of my subscribers over there. What is a blue movie? I think you're going to have to look that colloquialism up. Look over there. My hair's starting to wander back. You're going to have to look that one up, because we got to be a little cute about what we say and what we don't. Your husband doesn't owe you every release. He doesn't. And you don't him. You do not owe him. When you get married, this is still yours. This. Oh, no. This. This is mine. The more you guilt somebody about their autonomy, the more that you'll push them away. Can I get an amen, please, in the room? Can I please somebody tell me that I am speaking the truth? Because that's what will happen. if you keep on saying this, mama, I don't like this lipstick, by the way. This is just a little drab. Then I'm trying to do this for your husband. Are you there? Are you watching? You can put a harness on me and we could pretend to go, I love a mountain man. Once you start shaming somebody for the autonomy of their own body and their own sexuality, you are going to lose that person. You're going to lose them. Thank you so much for sharing this. I see you. Thank you for joining me and liking the live, Joseph. And Split Peas joined. Hey, who knew? Half Pint liked the video as well. Tammy, thank you for joining. Just real quick break before we move on. We've had a number of new people come in. This is Dear Ginger Lad, virtual advice on virtually everything. And you're watching the LADD Broadcasting Network. My name is Ginger Lad. I'm, can you believe it? I'm number 3 on TikTok for live videos on beauty and fashion. I know. Her? But yeah, I am. And we're doing one of our weekly shows. It's called Dear Ginger Lad, Virtual Advice on Virtually Everything. We're in season 3 and now doing this live here. And we've taken a very important question. Lovely question from someone up north asked, how do you deal with the fact that your significant other will watch blue movies and that it makes that person feel less desirable? That's on you. That's yours. That's not his. The more you try to manipulate someone's sexuality, the more that you try to take away autonomy from someone's body, the less likely he's going to feel like participating in that with you. I know that for certain people, it's difficult. Am I going to put on these last 3 nails? I mean, is it necessary? I'm going to do it. You know, I'm a perfectionist. But I believe that you will ultimately lose them and they will start to resent you and they'll actually turn to the movies even more. So my best advice is to get comfortable in the skin that you're in, recommit yourself, and actually have this discussion with Papa Bear, Papa Musher. It makes me so insecure too, honey. But that's because you're comparing yourself to the other people on these blue movies. That's what's happened. So mama, it's time for a reset. My husband and I'm not going to give you any backstory to this at all, but we occasionally re-up ourselves with each other. You know, sometimes like you have the best intentions and then certain things go sideways and you're losing track of the way that you used to do things or the way that they worked because they're a little bit more time consuming. So my husband and I, we literally had a discussion and the words that I used was a re-up. Not a reset. I'm not looking to reset or have you forget the past. But a re-upping commitment. The pledge I made to my husband, as I said, I pledge to you that you know what's best for you. That no one, that you are the expert of you. And you pledge that I'm the expert of me. I love you. And as long as we're meeting the parameters of our relationship, I'm okay with you watching the... Can you imagine if it weren't watching a movie and actually being with somebody? How would that make you feel? Which would you rather? Which would you rather? You like my lashes. That's very sweet. It does make sense. Diane, I think that you're coming perhaps from a different place than I am. You do not own your spouse. You do not own your spouse. Has nothing to prove to you. If you get into a relationship and all of a sudden you believe that you have ownership of their entire sexual being, their sexuality, you're gonna fail big time. You keep exerting power over that part of a person, something so intimate, something so close, something so near to them. See, they're the expert of themselves. You are not. And let's get one more thing. Someone just said, ooh, it's getting me a little hot here. Why get married then? I'm going to come in and out of frame to make a point. Ready? Here we go. You ready? Hi. Sex isn't love. Sex is pleasure. Sex is a way to have a connection, a bond. Sex isn't love. I'm going to just tell you, as a child, I wasn't being loved on in a closet. Sex isn't love. Sex is sex. I hope you hear me. Do you hear me? Stop trying to exert ownership of your spouse. Did you make vows to each other? Fidelity through sickness, health, death do us part, or something along those lines? Well, if it's not working for you, speak up. And if this is the only thing that you truly have to worry about, take my advice. Sit Papa Bear down and tell him, I want you to know something. I watched this just incredibly bossy drag queen tell me about my life. And I watched Ginger Ladd, Dear Ginger Ladd, virtual advice on virtually everything, and they reminded me of something. I am the expert of me. You are the expert of you. You owe me nothing. And I owe you nothing. You don't own my sexuality, and I don't own yours. I will tell you, I hope that we can get back into a headspace. Because see, let me throw in something else. Remember we did that in and out, and when I gave you that bombshell there, that sex isn't love? I have another one for you. You ready? Let me think if I'm going to say this one or not. This might make you angry. Alejandro, Pablo, could one of you please straw me? We have, mommy's got some deep words to say. Gracias. That's enough. That's enough, Pablo. I missed you too. Thank you. you're going to lose him if you keep pressing. Let him know how desirable that you think they are, how much you love them, and recommit to them. that you know they know best what they need. You wipe my corners. You can wipe them. You're free to leave anytime. If you're not enjoying the play, you can get up and walk out. Or we can do the hard work and we can delve deep and come to some realizations about preconceived ideas that we've been given by our relatives, our family, past generations on what a wife and a husband, a husband and a husband, and a wife and a wife, and a polyamorous relationship are. Do you know what? It doesn't matter what they say. Your relationship is between the two of you. And if you've been together a long time, I made the analogy to my husband, still not gonna give you lots of details. I said, you know, we have taken, every year we have to re-up all of our qualifications, and we are not only a foster family, but we are a specialized foster family that deals with grief and trauma. So we have to take more training. Every single year we've had to take this training. It's a few weeks, every year. And when I thought about it, I don't know if we had spent that amount of time actually doing that for each other. Re-up. Re-up the commitment. Re-up the love. Vocalize it. You put it out into the world. Put it out to him and see how it's received. You'll have your answer either way. Would you tap the screen for me? You're watching Dear Ginger Lad Virtual Advice on virtually everything. It's nice to have you here. Let me see if I have a quick question for you before we end the night. That's a long one. Okay, I've got a short one here, and I think that I'm going to have a poll for you. If you enjoy this show, would you share it with some people? If you enjoy this show, please follow me here. Please follow me at Dear Ginger Lad. Please. Please. Tap the screen while I'm here. Throw a gift or two. Subscribe. Ask questions. Become part of my community. You owe me nothing. But it doesn't mean that I can't ask. You owe me nothing, and I owe you nothing. But if you don't ask, Mama, you're not going to get. Besides the fact, you're a lady up in Alaska. Isn't there like one to every 20 man up there? I mean, girl, you're highly desired and favored up in Alaska. You step out the door, someone's going to propose to you. You know? Just saying. All right, one last question here on Dear Ginger Lad. Ready? Here we go. Am I the for refusing to pay for someone else's flight after I flaked on a trip? Well. Oh, I'm sorry. Lori has asked a question. Can you please help me with you? I don't know, honey. Okay. I'm gonna get really close to this phone. And we don't have a bunch of time for this, so let's try. Hi, you're getting the up close. We're on Instagram as well. So I'm going to look directly at you. Ooh, so close. I need advice, Ginger. Okay, so if you do need advice, remember you always say, Dear Ginger Lad. So I'm in a relationship, and I really, really like them. But how I was raised, it's embedded into my brain that I don't want to have giggity. until I'm married, and I honestly don't want to till I am, but he doesn't want to wait that long, and he knows that, and he's not forcing me or anything, but it's splitting us apart, and I'm very upset about it. I don't know what to do. Yes, you do. You do. She does. You do. You are looking, and I love you, Lori, and thank you so much for being a subscriber. Please remember, once again, I come from a place of love, joy, gratitude, and honesty. So I'm going to call this like I see it. I love you. You know exactly what you need to do. You're either one in the wrong relationship. If your alignment, if your entire relationship is hinged on this, then no, you're not in the right relationship. You're just not. You're making choices, and you said that you're making choices about because of the way that you were raised. What's more important to you about withholding or upholding traditions that were passed down about fidelity or about the idea of the virginal bride? And if that's important to you, I respect that. I myself am a virgin. So I can completely relate. Yeah. So, just untouched and unbothered, just never been kissed. That's me. That's the worst lie I've ever, not a lie. So listen, you're making decisions. Do you want to be right? Do you want to uphold tradition? Or is the relationship more important to you? Because what you're establishing with someone who doesn't align the same way you do is a power struggle. And you're initiating a relationship with a power struggle. How do you think that's going to end up? How's that going to go? If this is that important to him, and this is that important for you, you're in the wrong relationship. But I'm looking at you. I want you to have someone in your life. I want you to be happy. And darling, it might be time to broaden your mind and spread your legs. But it might be. It might be. Lori, your legs may be tight, but your mind is bright. Sashay, I think that you've got a very clear decision to make, and I think that you know what you want to do. I don't think that you even needed to ask me this question, but it is blatantly clear to me. That you know exactly what you should do. Oh, Tammy, I'm not naughty. I'm just honest. And I was just built this way. Thank goodness it's Dear Ginger Lad night here on TikTok. Does anybody else have one more question that you want to ask of me this evening? Or if you do, raise your hand. Throw a gift up. Or if you're one of my subscribers, or you're not, subscribe and ask a question now. I'll take one more question. I'm not a class act. I'm more of an ass act. But thank you just the same. Remember, we've got 3 shows every single week. We've got Ginger Lad's Dollhouse. Ginger Lad's Dollhouse at noon, where we go shopping on Wednesdays. Shop, 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 shop. And we get the best deals in fashion, makeup, and more. We then bring it back to the dollhouse right here, and I unbox everything. Ooh, I show you what's in my box. Thank you so much for the heart hands. I really appreciate it. Follows Captain Jin E. Thank you for being here. Someone just accidentally, very cute guy, tried to come on here. What's happening? What's going on? Oh, look at all those emotes. I do ask if you want to ask a question, either be a subscriber on Instagram, subscriber on TikTok, or, you know, show some appreciation. We've got a very big question in front of us. I'm not sure we have time for that one. I would like to ask the Raging Cajun, honey, would you please do me a favor? A question like yours deserves like a 10-15 minute spot. Would you please ask that question at DearGingerLad.com? There's a button there, you hit it, you enter a few fields and ask that question. Perhaps give me a little bit more background on the child's age, about the parents, your role in the child's life. And I would love to make that a featured question on the next Dear Ginger Lad, which is on Fridays. We have a Get Ready With Me at 4:30, and then the show is from 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Our next show this week is what? Face to Face with Ginger Lad. It's where I take this face and I turn it into another right here in front of your eyes. That's on Sundays. What time on Sundays? Someone help me out. Pablo? No, he doesn't know. But it is on Sundays at 2 times. Is it 3 and 5 p.m.? At 3 and 5 p.m. Remember, if you've got questions for Dear Ginger Lad that you'd like answered, well, it's easy as just going to DearGingerLad.com and asking a question. And for the next 5 minutes, I'll be leaving cameos open, personalized videos just for you. And if you have a question that you'd like answered, go to cameo.com/GingerLad and we'll answer it this week, and I'll send it right over to you. Also, if you just like to give a gift to someone, go to cameo.com/GingerLad. I hope that you've had a great time with me today. We've delved into a lot of topics. Remember, I always come from a place of love, joy, and gratitude with a big dose of hilarity and honesty. If no one today, my loves, has told you, I love you unconditionally. You have nothing to prove to me. I have nothing to prove to you, but that doesn't mean that I won't do anything. I will do everything I possibly can for you. Thank you so much for the follows. Thank you for subscribing to me. Your subscriptions to my channels really do help my modern family, my 2 adopted kids, my husband, our 3 rescue animals, and me. Thanks for being a part of my life. Make sure to turn on notifications. And coming up next, the Golden Girls. Please remember, if you're asking questions, to be a subscriber. Or if you're not a subscriber, then go ahead and send your question in into DearGingerLad.com. Thank you so much for being with me here today. And I can't wait to see you again. Sending you love, joy, and gratitude, my dolls.
This has been Dear Ginger Lad, virtual advice on virtually everything. If you have a question for a future episode, follow on TikTok at Ginger Lad and at Dear Ginger Lad, LADD. Submit your advice questions on DearGingerLad.com. Make sure to subscribe to the podcast on your favorite podcast app so you don't miss a single episode. Sending you love, joy, and gratitude from your Dear Ginger Lad.